Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it.
Oh, thank goodness it's Friday.
Oh my God, what a week you've had. Have you actually slept?
I have now. I feel like this is the longest week in, I don't know, by Tuesday I was thinking, oh, I'm probably off tomorrow. I'm not going to be working. Then I realised, oh no, it's Tuesday. Yeah. Because I've seen as many hours as I would normally see in a week.
Ugh. He's not been well, has he, poor Axe? But like, you know, more importantly, how are you?
Well, I'm all right now. I've had my sleep. But Gigi did ask me if she could get her ears pierced this morning. So,
oh my God, what?
That was an interesting conversation.
Did you tell her she could get her nose done if she starts behaving?
You could get your nose, your belly button, anything done. Anything.
Did you ever
you
have your belly button done?
No, I didn't. I really, and I'm actually really glad I didn't, because so many of my friends have had it done and then now they've either still got it and they don't like it, or they've still got like a hole. Did you have it done?
No. Ugh, I obviously got that weird looking tattoo from Fat Bob's Parlour in Brighton. And it just basically looks like someone has flicked ink on my skin, because it's obviously 25 years old now. And I was also drunk. I think Fat Bob was also drunk when he did it, and I was supposed to get the Chinese symbol of life. Then when I went on my gap year, I met some guys who were like, oh yeah, you know, we studied X, Y, and Z at university. And they were like, what's that? And I was like, oh, that's the Chinese symbol of life. And they were like, that doesn't mean anything. That's, and then we got up the, you know, the Chinese alphabet or whatever it is. And they were like, no, it doesn't mean anything. I was like, okay, cool, great. So I basically got a dog shit tattoo on my hip, but...
No hole in your belly button.
Exactly.
So, you know, and do you know what? You can get laser and get it removed, but you can't fill a belly button hole.
So no, that's true.
I think you made the right decision.
I did.
Back then in Brighton.
And it does tell a good story.
Yeah, so exactly. Fine. There we go. Congratulations.
So, well, listen, for anybody listening, welcome... Oh, hopefully everyone's listening. I always say that to anybody listening. Hopefully if you're listening, you're actually listening. Welcome to Friday's episode of the podcast. To any of our new listeners, because we picked up a few recently. Welcome. Obviously, I'm Zoe, that's George. And every single Friday, we do a Q&A around a different subject. And today, we thought, because as I said, we have got a few new listeners to the podcast, we'd do an Ask Us Anything.
Yeah. These are always a little bit scary for us, actually, because we have no idea. We try not to look at the questions before. So we're just off the cuff and just, you know, just read them and go for it. Yeah. But we love doing them.
Yeah,
and
we do.
Yeah. So thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us.
Do you want to kick us off?
I'm going to kick us off with this one. Tips for taking a three-year-old abroad for the first time.
Good luck.
No. I always think bring your expectations down. That's like the first thing you can do. If the flight's rubbish, it's going to be worth it. You know, whatever happens on that flight, you can close the door as you get off and forget about it.
Yeah.
But sometimes they really surprise you and they're really well behaved. And I think at three... I'm just trying to think how Gigi was when we went on holiday recently.
She's not 3 years. Oh, she just turned three.
She's three now, yeah. So she was actually pretty good. You know, like she can sit and watch a few TV programs. If you've got a tablet, take that with you for your travel.
Georgia is the queen of practical tips and you always go so well prepared. In fact, we did a reel recently about kind of tips for the flight and things like snacks, as Georgia said, tablets. There's a really amazing company called... Keep Them Quiet.
Yes.
You can find them on Instagram and you can and send them a little message and they basically send you It's like it looks like a little kit bag from school. So they put, it's like a PE bag, and inside it, you kind of tell them what your kid is into, and then they send you like a little rucksack full of stuff that you can give them on the plane.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And you open it, it's got sticker books and colouring in books and little fidget toys and all this kind of stuff. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you can sort of, you can create your own one if you want to as well. But don't forget one for the flight home. That is so important. You've got to remember that anything new that you give to them on the way out, they're going to be bored of, but you know, they're going to be bored with, sorry, on the way home. Yeah. And do you know what? My one tip for some toys you should take with you on holiday is literally a bucket and like loads of figurines, you know, like little like Paw Patrol. I don't know what it is on holiday, but they just seem to love playing with like little characters in the water. Yeah. They're really small. They don't, you know, they're not going to take up very much space. And yeah, and also, I don't know about you, but on the holiday, I don't really go with the routine. I leave the routine at home and just wing it, really.
Go with the flow.
But it'll be fine.
I think take a pram as well. That was one thing that we forgot. I remember the last time that we kind of kit was in a pram, we just didn't take one. And then we got to the airport, we were like, fuck. And that was an absolute error because obviously the planes are really far away from everything. We were just walking and then I had to carry him. And so yeah, don't forget your pram.
Yeah, take a buggy.
Okay, this is from Hannah. What to wear with jeans for an everyday look with little ones suitable for the park, etc. Well, I love a t-shirt. I love
a
t-shirt.
Yes, I was going to say.
Like a really amazing crisp white t-shirt, like a boyfriend t-shirt, a little boxy one that you can tuck it. And Arquette do some amazing ones. They come in loads of different colours as well. And I think they're about 70 quid and they wash really well.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, they do a thicker one called the heavyweight t-shirt, which is probably a bit too much for summer, but going into winter, it's really good. And you know what, actually, I think I saw a question about asking where my stripy green and white t-shirt was from that I posted on stories the other day. And that's from M&S. And those t-shirts are £7.50.
Brilliant.
And they are really great quality. They come in loads of different colours. And I would size up quite a lot though, because they are quite tight. So I think I got maybe a 14 or a 16. So that's another great thing to wear with a t-shirt. Also with gold jewellery, you can just jazz it up.
Yeah.
We love trainers.
An oversized shirt as well, we love. So like a half tuck in, half tuck out type vibe. You can either go for like a pinstripe one, or you can use just a, like, you know, just a lovely gorgeous white shirt is always really nice. And obviously there's loads of linen on the high street at the moment. Or you can, we recently just shot in one for Fat Face. It's like bright pink.
Oh, that is so gorgeous.
That looks great. Nice pair of big shades and stuff. But there are loads of things. Jeans are so versatile. And I think, you know, if you're comfortable, if you're not comfortable showing off the tops of your arms, you can wear like a really great kind of strappy top and then put like a shacket over the top of it or a thin weight shirt over the top of it if it's a bit hotter. But yeah, loads of options. We'll do a reel on it.
Love a pair of jeans.
Oh, yeah.
This is from Catherine. What support do you have to help manage your parenting working? Examples, nanny, cleaner, etc.
Right. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I can go first. So we just have a sort of a part-time nanny, Natalie. So she picks up the kids up from school at 2:30 and she leaves at 5:30. So it just means I've got full work days.
Yeah.
We don't actually have a cleaner at the moment, but we really, really need one. So this is a shout out. If anyone knows a good cleaner in Brentwood that doesn't ghost you, can you send up? That is unbelievable. It's so hard to get a cleaner. So that's the only help we sort of have at home at the moment. And it still feels like a lot. I still feel like I'm drowning. And it's a weird thing, isn't it, to admit, I guess, how much help you have at home and how much help you need. But it is something that we've got to talk about and be honest about.
I don't think it's weird. It's the weirdness and the expectation of everybody else thinking that you're doing it all on your own. I mean, how do people think that's possible? It's just not for my setup at home anyway. And I actually don't carry any shame around stuff like that. I think it's really important. I definitely have the balance right, but it just works for us. And it's taken us a long time to get to a place where we actually feel now we've got the wraparound support. So we have Tara, who is our Monday, Tuesday nanny, and she comes at 7:45. She does the school drop off. So Isla Luna Kit. And then she comes back. She does, she kind of does all the housework and like, you know, just like helps change the sheets and does bits and pieces. She goes and does the food shop for me, which is really amazing because I haven't got time to do it. And then she does the school pickup, starts at 2:30. Comes back and she finishes at 4:30. And then I take over and it's really lovely. So I get to do the dinner and sit down and we eat in the garden and we have like a good 3 hours before they go to bed. And I'm really enjoying it at the moment. It just feels, I remember someone messaging me being like, just get a cleaner that's going to clean your loos. Because why are you cleaning them? So it was just causing arguments in the house.
Yeah,
so I have a cleaner that comes in and does 2 hours on a Thursday morning for like, because I, you know, Tara is not expected to clean the bathrooms and stuff. So they do that. And then Lucy, who does Wednesday, Thursdays, and she just does after school pickup. So that is 2:30 to 6 o'clock.
And Fridays?
I do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it sounds like a lot, but it's actually really not. When you think about it, it's just covering the hours that we're working.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
That is it.
This is from Hannah. What has been the best thing about Made by Mamas for you guys? Loving your work.
I was thinking about this the other day, actually, and I think it's actually how much I've learned and grown as a person. And I think, like, I don't know what it is. I guess the amazing people that we have on the podcast are people that I would never get to have in-depth chats with like we do. And I would never have time to dedicate, you know, that real thinking time. Like I would never put aside time for that. And we get to do that as part of our job twice a week. And I think, yeah, and obviously working with you and, you know, it's that's amazing. Obviously that I love that, getting to work with someone that you really love. But I really loving that side of it.
I second that. But I also feel that even maybe potentially kind of deeper than that in terms of not just our own personal growth, but the fact that we hopefully were helping a lot of people. Yeah. That's my whole life mission, is making people feel less alone and really being in support mode for people that need it. And as we know so well, when you become a parent, it's just a complete minefield, and then you feel completely judged, and then you feel like you've got to shut the door and cry in the loo, and it's just then you have to come out and put a brave face on and a smile and everything's okay. And hopefully we've created a space where it's not this perfectly curated parenting. It's really real, and it's okay to say you're having a shit day or having a great day. Whatever you're feeling, we'll celebrate it and we'll be there for you. And so that's really what I want to, you know, Georgia and I, our whole mission really is to kind of take this further outside the UK, you know, globally, so that everybody has somewhere to check in. Everybody feels like they're part of this community. And do you know what? We never get any trolling. We never get any abuse. You guys are the best, actually. Really, really supportive. So yeah, hopefully we're doing something right.
What she said.
Yeah. George's growth has been amazing.
It's been all around me. No. Tips on surviving while partner is away, husband working away for the first time since 5-month-old was born.
This one really rings true for me, because Dozza went straight back to work the day after Luna was born. So I felt like I had to look after a newborn and Isla, who was 3 at the time, with no experience at all on how to do either, if I'm honest. I think my advice is get someone to help you, and don't be ashamed of like making that phone call. Don't feel any embarrassment around it.
Yeah,
if you haven't got a parent that's close by, maybe a best friend, you know, or a sister or brother, or whoever it is in your life that you can just say, look, my partner's going away. I'm a little bit nervous about being alone. Can you come and help me for, you know, X, Y, and Z? And even if it's not every day, it might be every other day or every 3 days or whatever. I would also just book little things in. So like maybe a coffee or a walk with a mate so that you know that you've got that. Be really organized, get loads of food in the house, kind of do all that setup. You know, like I said, it's just about if you're feeling overwhelmed with it, it's going to seem worse than it is. You've already been doing it for 5 months. Yes, okay, you've had the support of your partner, but you're so much more capable than you think you are. And if it does get too bad, you just got someone on speed dial to be like, come and help.
And I guess like if your budget can stretch to it, you could look at maybe joining a gym for like a few months. I think like David Lloyd do a 3-month membership over the summer, or like an introductory offer. And then you could get some time for yourself. Because I think that's sometimes the difficulty, isn't it? When you're on your own, is that you're putting all of your efforts into looking after your baby, and then you're actually not getting any time for yourself. So that's quite a nice way.
There's a creche there.
Yeah, so you can put the little, you know, you can put the little one in the creche. You can have time for yourself. You don't even have to go in the gym. You can sit and have a coffee if you want to.
We did a lot of that.
Also, that we did. And also, I was going to say as well, there are, if you, I don't know where you live, but I know in a lot of cities there are these like little pop up coffee shops and co working spaces and that kind of stuff, and they have this like ad hoc childcare. So you can go along to these places and you can pay like £5.50 or whatever, and they actually have an an on-site creche there as well.
Great idea.
I think there's called like Peace and Riot. There's one called Peace and Riot in South London, but there are loads like everywhere. So yeah, I guess it's just about making sure that you do set aside a little bit of time for you. Yeah. Tips on telling your new boss you're pregnant. Started 5 months ago. Nervous.
Thing is, right, is that we build this up and we build it up, and it's only because of previous conversations and the experiences that we hear. And absolutely, it's right. You know, I felt nervous too. But I think it depends on what you want long term, as if you've kind of figured out already maybe that you want to go back, or when you're finishing, just be really, really honest. Just say how much you're enjoying the role, how committed you are to it, you know, that it's not going to stop you doing X, Y, and Z, but, you know, you are going to need some flexibility around appointments and obviously your mat leave. And you know what? Again, that's a conversation that is built up in our heads, but it's actually in reality a lot better than we think it is. And if it's not, then they're an absolute asshole and you don't want to work for that company anyway. Do not feel nervous or worried about that chat. Just go in there and have it and do it sooner rather than later.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, do remember, I mean, obviously I don't know who your boss is, but they will have had these conversations before, probably.
Loads.
And they'll know, you know, they'll know them. They'll know that you have to leave for appointments, and they'll know all of that. And they actually have to be okay for it, and they have to allow you that time by law. So don't worry about it, because it's lovely news. So
it's lovely news.
Go into that meeting with like a positive mindset.
Georgia, is the Dyson Airwrap worth the money? I don't have it.
This is really difficult, isn't it? Because it really depends what type of hair you have. So I can talk about my type of hair. So I've got quite thick hair. It takes quite a long time to dry. And for me, it's worth it because it's stopping me from using the tongs all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't get as much damage. Do I think it should be the price it is? No, I don't. Is there anything else? I think it's around £500. I want
to say. Oh, shut up.
Yeah, I think it is. Let me have a look.
That's a week's holiday in Ibiza. Always comes back to holidays in Ibiza, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's £479.99.
Holy shit.
It's a lot of money. I would say I've had my Dyson hairdryer for 6 years. I got it when Axel was born. I think my parents bought it for me as a present, and it's still going. I still love it. So do I think it's worth the money? It just really depends. Like I haven't found anything else that would replace it.
I wonder if they do like you can pay it off 50 quid a month at a time. I wonder if they do like anything like that, because
I'm sure
it's such
you can
a big
do Klarna.
Such a big investment, isn't it, to pay nearly 500 quid for,
yeah,
you know,
it's crazy.
A hot brush.
And
now
crazy.
I've got my new fake hair in. I actually really, really want it, because I feel now that it's in there, I can give my hair a chance to recover and just use, you know, hot air on it. So I'm, but, you know, again, I'd rather go to Ibiza.
But you can go into John Lewis and you can try it, because I think that's the only way.
Go in every day.
Pop in before work. You can go into a Dyson store and you can actually book an appointment to try and style your hair with it, because it doesn't work for every type of hair. Like, it really doesn't.
Right.
So it's a massive investment if it doesn't suit your hair type. We'll be right back after this short break.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we?
Can you organise a girls' night? Would love to join you two for cocktails. P.S. I live in Weybridge.
Oh, wicked. A new friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do want to do a girls' night, don't we?
We're definitely doing a girls' night. Me and Georgia have never been drunk together.
No, isn't that crazy?
We've never been drunk together.
No, we really haven't.
Although we do have our summer, Made by Mama's summer away day coming up, and we're going to go to Soho Farmhouse for the night with our third wheel, Katie. She's coming too, obviously. And that I'm going to get Georgia absolutely shit-faced as she's swinging off a barn door.
There we go. Yeah. Oh, that's what I've got to look forward to. I can't swinging off a barn door.
Toddler waking at 5:15 a.m. Help. Oh, Francis.
Oh, gosh. Do you know what? Yeah. You can go back and listen to all of our sleep episodes, because we will have covered this in every single one. Early wake-ups. Our most recent one with the girls from Carmen Bright. We did a Q&A probably about a month ago.
Yeah.
And this was something that keeps coming up. And I think the only thing that every single sleep consultant has said is usually early wake-ups are due to overtiredness. And that is the most annoying thing that you can ever hear, isn't it, as a parent? Because you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense. But they all say that, and they all have that in common. And I do genuinely think it works. Like, even just putting your little one to bed half an hour earlier, and then just sort of gradually getting them to catch up on their sleep, or just seeing if that works.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, if I'm honest with you. I mean, are they old enough at this stage? Don't know how old they are to. Would they respond well to a grow clock? To be honest with you, Luna turns 6 in September. We're still having issues with her waking early, you know, especially as it's so light. I've got blackout blinds in there now, but obviously they sort of flap open with the wind. And now I just send her back. I'm like, nope. Before I felt this real guilt, and she came in and she used to poke me. Imagine being poked in the face or arm every morning for nearly 5 years.
Yeah, being woken up like that is not
I used to look at her in the eyes and go, why? Why would you do this to me? As in, if you loved me, you would just let me sleep. Why do people insist on waking me up all the time? You can see how irate I'm getting. It really, really annoys me. But in answer to your question, the grow clock works sometimes. Putting her to bed at a different time, you know, depending on how much exercise she's done, the food, eating a little bit later. We tried socks in the winter, heated blankets.
Yeah,
I mean,
socks.
You name it, we tried it. but I think just this too will pass.
Yeah, it will.
Go to bed earlier.
Go to bed at 8 o'clock like we did. Is Axel dry at night now? We still are not. No, he's not.
Really? That's interesting.
Do you know what? We've tried everything,
yeah.
And he just doesn't wake up. Like that is what it comes down to. He doesn't know he's doing it.
Right.
So I've spoken to the doctor. I've spoken to other parents at school.
Yeah.
And I think the fact is, I mean, they do night pants up until like 15 or something in the supermarkets.
Right.
So some kids, whatever that hormone is that has to kick in, just don't get it until a bit later. We might try again soon, because we were on a road trip the other day and he fell asleep in the car, and he did actually wake up before he wet himself in the car. And I thought, maybe now is the time. But obviously he's been poorly the last week, so I haven't done it then. So yeah, no. And I think it's weird, because I think the more you talk about it, and like amongst, you know, your child's classmates or whatever, the more you realise there are so many others.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
are
yeah,
exactly
yeah.
The same.
Yeah. Definitely definitely not so, in the minority.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah,
it's going to happen at some point, you know, and yeah, like you'd like people always say that. It really annoys me, but I'm going to say it anyway. Like, you're not going to get a 30-year-old that wets the bed. So yeah. I think it's just a case of just letting them get there in their own time. There isn't genuinely, I don't think there's anything that you can do, because like you said, it is that hormone.
No, and like there probably is, if you think they're just being lazy, like, that, you know, I'm sure there'll a time will come when maybe that's what he wants to do. He wants to lay down wee. Don't we all?
lay down wee.
Lay down. James has had quite a few operations, and he says the best thing about being in hospital is a lay down wee.
Oh, how did what? As in a, with a catheter? Or?
Well, they give you like a little, I don't know. A
bedpan?
Yeah, I guess so. That sort of thing. And he thinks that is like the best thing after having an operation, like lay down wee.
So oh, great. Cool. Good one, James. Everyday lipstick recommendations. First on the list, Dance Floor Princess Charlotte Tilbury. Without a doubt, the best lipstick you will ever, ever, ever meet on the market. It's
well,
amazing.
That is...
It's incredible.
Yeah, it is. No, it is. All the Charlotte Tilbury lipsticks are incredible.
Pillow Talk for the autumn.
Pillow Talk.
Dance Floor Princess.
I use one from L'Oreal every single day, and it's number 116, and it's called Colour Riche Shine, and it's like a pinky colour. It's not too pigmented.
Yeah.
And I think it's about $7.99, and I literally have one in every handbag, and it's always like a good daytime lipstick for me.
Another one is called the Bobbi Brown Perfect Nude. That's or pink, I think it's called Pink Nude. Really love that one.
I love the Bobbi Brown little pots that they do. They're actually for lip and cheek. They do them in so many different shades as well. So I'm sure you'll find one that like will suit you. But like lots of like pinks and nudes and that kind of thing. And also they're really moisturizing as well. So it almost feels like you're putting on a lip balm.
I actually got a trio of lip glosses the other day from Next Beauty. And there was a kind of nudie one, a pinky one, and then a clear gloss. And they're really nice. They go over the top of lipsticks and they make it look really great. So there you go. Feeling bored on Matt Lee. 8 months in, feel guilty.
Do you know what? Mat leave can be really boring.
Yeah.
In fact, lots of parenting can be really boring. Like going to the park is so boring. And so it's absolutely nothing that you should feel guilty for. Like you really shouldn't feel guilty for that. And it's absolutely fine to do things that excite you. Just because you're on mat leave, it doesn't mean that you have to be like a slave to your baby. You still can take the time to do something for yourself and make things like more fun. There are also like loads of like sort of mum groups that you might be able to join where you can meet like-minded like parents. So not just, you know, people that you've been thrown in a room together and you've got similar age kids and so you should get on. You know, the Peanut app, the Mum Club. There are loads of these sort of networks of parents that join people up who have similar interests. So that might be worth a go.
It's okay to say that you're bored.
Yeah,
you know,
of course
that's
it is.
I remember when we were doing it, thank God we had each other. But it was like, oh, what should we do today? Should we go for another walk around the park? And we didn't even have to push our children on the swings at this point. Do you remember? We just had to push the crowd.
To walk past the swings. That was it.
Zoe, any makeup recommendations for olive skin?
Oh, go for it.
Yeah. So I am using, and it's absolutely brilliant, and I'm going to do a tutorial on this. I am using the Aborian products. And they've got it's a CC cream.
Yes.
Is it called Door? I want to say it's called Door.
That's the shade you have, isn't it? Door. Yes. And actually my mum uses that shade as well.
It's amazing. Door. I mix it with Charlotte Tilbury Wonder Glow, which is the glowy primer. Mix the two together. It's a really light coverage. So it covers all the sort of pores and red spots and all that kind of stuff around the nose and cheeks and stuff, but it's not too heavy. It doesn't go cakey. Like, it looks really great on olive skin. And then I love a good bronzer. You know, so I mean, even down to like the number 7 bronzer is amazing. But also if you want to go more high end, then I love the Charlotte, anything by Charlotte Tilbury, I'm a big fan of. but yeah, I'll tell you what I'll do because it's quite specific and only might be interesting to people with olive skin, but I will do a tutorial for olive skin and show you what I'm using at the moment.
Amazing. How do you cope with siblings arguing and fighting? 2 and 6-year-old boys. Any tips? Close your eyes and walk away.
Yeah, a lot of it, you told me this, is just get on with it.
Yeah, as long as no one's gonna get hurt, like seriously get hurt, and it's all safe, then yeah, let them just crack on. Because I don't know, is it a natural part of being a sibling? I'm not sure. I think it is. Everybody I speak to seems to say that that's just what happens.
I mean, Luna and Kit, they wrestle like mad. They wrestle all day long, right? And then one of them gets a real boot to the face or they fall against something. And I'm like, right, time out. We've got a thing now when one of them goes, tap out. And if the other one's hurting the other one, then they tap out of it. But generally, at first I was like, stop it, guys. You know, stop it, Luna. And it was just exhausting me. So now if I hear them crashing around, I know they're in a wrestle, I just let them get on with it. Like what's the worst that can happen? They might break a bone, but whatever, like it's going to stop them. I can't referee it any longer.
No, I agree with you. A lot of the time I'm upstairs and I can hear them like screaming and whatever. And I just shout down, everyone okay?
that quote that we put on Laura G the other day, that me with a newborn checks their breathing every 2 seconds. Yeah. Me with the toddler in the house. Is everyone still in the house?
Yeah, is everyone still here? Okay, good.
Where's G's lovely gold necklace that she's been wearing for the last few weeks? I think I've got the same one.
Oh, yeah, Emma Louise Accessories. I absolutely love her stuff.
Me too, yeah.
It's a small business and it's run by somebody who's been following us for a while, actually. And yeah, she has such great accessories.
Yeah. Love you, girls. Thanks so much for your podcast.
Aww. Thank you.
Yeah, that's nice.
Where was the gorgeous peachy play suit in your last story from, Zoe?
Well, it's not a play suit. It's a two-piece. So it's a shirt and a pair of shorts, and it's from Giovanna London.
Oh, yeah.
Really great brand. I've only just discovered her, actually. I think I found out about her last year. But her summer collection is stunning. So I'll link it. I've actually shot a reel on it. But yeah, it's lovely. It's a two-piece. And then, yeah, she's got loads of really... And it's like not super expensive either, but she sells online.
It was beautiful.
So I'll post it. Thank you.
Granny question. How do you wash your clothes to keep them nice?
Oh, I love this one. I love that we're talking about this because I've just got into the two-tab wash.
The two-tab wash. Talk me through this.
So you put two is it, are they called tabs?
Yeah, like what? The washing tabs.
Pods. Yeah. two pods in, some fabric softener.
Yeah.
And I wash at 30.
Yeah.
Because my mum told me that I was being an arsehole. She was like, what do you mean you wash it for? She was like, you need to turn it. I was like, yeah, the clothes did come up nice. And she was like, we'll put two tabs in. So I'm doing the two tabs and the fabric conditioner. And then in the winter when I tumble dry, put one of those tumble drying sheets in as well. It literally smells like you've slept in a laundrette.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually don't do the washing in my house. That's Judgy James's role.
What?
And I bought him a book called How to Love Your Laundry as a bit of a piss day a while ago. But I didn't realise how serious he would take it.
Right.
So he now doesn't use fabric softener because apparently it coats your clothes, and he seems to separate everything into different colours, like lilacs and pinks. And I mean, he has all these little like potions as well that he adds into the laundry. So if you're really serious about laundry, like Judgy James, you could buy the book How to Love Your Laundry, and it's got lots of tips in there. But it is actually all about being sustainable. Like that's
great.
Part of the book's angle is about using like sustainable products and helping to save the planet.
Well, that I like.
Yeah, there we
but
go.
But I also feel that if you buy that book, you have to do two tequila shots afterwards.
You've got to. Oh, don't. When do we get to this stage? Any advice for kindly but firmly shutting down toxic diet culture talk at work and with family?
Just do it with a smile on your face. You don't need to get angry or irate about it, but just be very clear on what your messaging is. I really, really don't want that sort of language around myself or my kids. I have said to my mum quite regularly, and she gets really annoyed at me and upset. And then once she's had a think about it, she's like, no, do you know what? You're absolutely right. And if she tells Luna that she's just her special, special granddaughter and she's just so, so pretty, more time, I'm like, stop talking about how pretty she is and stop telling her that she's your favourite, because, hello, you've got two others. Mm. She just looks exactly like you. I have to have those conversations with her all the time. But I'm just very firm with it. I'm like, Mum, I've told you this before. Please, please, please don't use that sort of language around the kids. And I tell her why. And I said, because that did a lot of damage to me growing up. It all came from you. I said, you need to think about it. It's your problem, not anybody else's. And she gets really like, and then she goes, oh, no, okay, actually, no, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think as well, like Zoe said, you don't need to get angry about it, because you just need to remember that so many of us have been fed this diet culture for our whole lives. And so it's quite difficult to kind of, I guess, put a stop to those conversations. Sometimes they just happen without you even thinking. But I think most people, as soon as they're pulled up on it, realize and they understand and they will stop. And we have got a really good episode coming up in the next couple of weeks, or actually might even be next week, with an incredible guest where we discuss all of this sort of thing. So have a little look out for that.
Thank you so much for sending in all of your questions for today's podcast. Obviously, at this point, we normally talk about products that we're loving and things that we've been using, but we've given you 100. I mean, there's loads.
Loads.
Yeah. So we'll link them all on Instagram for you, so you've got them there. We'll put them in the show notes as well. Thank you. If you do have time to rate, review, subscribe, and give the podcast a little follow, that would be amazing.
Yeah, and any of you lovely new listeners, if you do have any topics that you'd like us to cover, or our old listeners, we love you too. You can send in suggestions. And we're on Instagram. We're at Made by Mummers, and we'll be back on Tuesday. Made by Mummers is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.